everyone, and welcome to this Monday show, the 19th of October. I'm Margaret Gray, and with your blessings, Phil.
Go ahead.
Here's an oft-requested song. You keep saying you've got something for me. Something you've got hidden in your slacks. Yeah.
She's doing the improvisational lyrics.
You keep a messin' where you shouldn't been a messin'. And now I am going to knock you on your ass.
Yeah.
These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. When I grind them into your privates, you'll be blue.
Huh? Whatever.
Oh, what a... Good. Listen to this.
Margaret Gray, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, bud. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep a saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, and you're all wet. Huh? These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. They'll walk right off my feet, and they'll walk all over yours.
What does that mean?
It means they have a mind of their own. What do you mean? Don't ask me what it means.
Don't ask you what it means.
That's right. You heard that right.
Yeah, Miss Gray.
Thank you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking, then you say you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches. Yeah. All of Northern California will burn. These boots.
That is bad taste, Margaret.
Yank me away from the microphone.
I didn't touch you. You just yanked yourself away.
I yanked myself away?
You did, Margaret. You grabbed a hold of your own blouse and pulled yourself away from the mic.
Oh, you guys are high on a new mixture of chemicals. Are you ready, Boots? There's his crotch. Let's start walking.
Ouch! Ow! Ouch! Ow! Ow! Ouch! Ow! Ouch! Very crude.
What did you say?
Very crude.
Something, Phil. I am a very artistic. I'm very expressive. I say and I do and I think and I...
And you say and you do the things what you think.
That's exactly right. I express myself openly, honestly, and forthrightly. And I, am I going to just keep on?
Yeah, you just keep right on going, Margaret. Anyway, welcome to the Monday show. Margaret singing one of the off-requested songs that people...
Off-request?
What does that mean, off-request? Often request. Oh. Yeah, so that... what the hell is this? Busted out in Baton Rouge? Oh, Jesus.
This is another one that I love so very much. One that I know you all love, too. One that I think you've all requested for me. And I now will sing for you. Wait a minute. I'm gonna sing it. Busted flat in Baton Rouge. Waiting for a train. Not a dime. Sitting in the rain. Improvisational lyrics. Some slob named Bobby had sat down next to me. He just rode into town from New Orleans. I handed him a can of deodorant that I was carrying in a knapsack of my own. Bobby sat there slapping at it. I said, "You want to take that somewhere private?" He said, "Sorry, ma'am, I didn't know'd. You were one of the quiet types, very withdrawn, aren't you?" I said, "I can bring it when I need to. Especially when some slob is sitting next to me with it out, spanking at it just so he won't be blue. Blue enough for you and Bobby Magoo." I don't know, I don't give a shit. What is so funny, Phil?
The hell, did you just made all of that up, huh?
What? Kill it, bud.
I mean...
I said to kill it. What do you think improvisational lyric means?
Margaret, we thought it meant that you would feel it and then sing it.
Well, there it is, right there. I felt it and I sang it.
Bobby Magoo.
That's what he... That's how I see the guy. He's not Bobby McGee. He's Bobby Magoo. Or if you will, Mr. Magoo. Now, how does that feel? Huh? Is that a nice tight fit? What are you guys looking at?
Well, we're looking at you, Margaret, and we're...
Phil, here's the thing, and I don't know how many people have noticed this about Phil. His nose gets stuffed up at night now, and it's scaring all of us, and we want to know what it's about.
I don't know. I have an allergy. We got Dr. Jim Sadler.
Yeah, we got Dr. Sadler going to come on and try to figure it out.
Okay, so Dr. Jim Sadler will come on and try to figure out something that has been bedeviling me over the last few weeks. I have no doubt it's an allergy of some kind, but my nose is stuffed up at night. And as we tend to do these netcasts in the evening hours, I don't know. Some people have said,
"Boy, do you talk much, Phil? I mean, lately it's Allah Bala. You sound like you're speaking some combination of Arabic, Eskimo, Esperanto, and just
some wild Halloween language.
Yeah, some wild Halloween thing."
A wild Halloween thing, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm trying to say here is that I got a stuffed up nose.
Yeah, it's probably an allergy or something.
Yeah, I'm assuming. Maybe why don't you use one of those decongestants?
Here's something right here. Try this.
Put that up my nose.
Well, try it.
I use decongestants, all right? And actually, when I lay down at night and I'm relaxed and I'm, you know, then it, I don't know.
Then it does what?
Then it goes away. But anyway, Dr. Jim Sadler is going to join us right now from his office in San Diego, California. Dr. Sadler, so... Essentially, what I have, and I know that, did Bud describe it to you?
Well, Bud said to me you had stuffed up nose or something. That's not clear.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like you got a bad stuffed up nose.
It sounds, Dr. Sadler, as if you have a congestion as well.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What are we talking about? This is what you sound like. Hey, how you doing? That's what you sound like.
Well, I don't know. Let me get your picture. Hold on just a minute.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
I was going out to my car because I knocked off today. But hey,
we can't understand anything you're saying, man. Your nose is so stuffed up.
Well, you know, I've had a tough day, and a lot because I get tired. But you're talking about a seriously stuffed nose, don't you?
I'm talking about a what?
You're talking about a seriously stuffed nose. Can you hear me?
Dr. Sadler.
Dr. Sadler, sounds like your nose, your sound is just, you sound like this.
It's only been a minute to start talking some fucking English over here. So help me, God.
You need to watch your language, too. I'm sorry, but...
You know, it's my language. I listen. You guys kill me, don't you? I listen to your show every day.
Dr. Sadler, we're not trying to break your castanets or anything, but we're just saying you have got a nose that's severely stuffed up.
Is this one of those gags where you say that you have the problem, that you say that I do?
No, man, we're saying to you...
Then why do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand about every other word that you're saying. We're saying your nose is very badly congested. It doesn't sound like it's any... Mine's anywhere near as bad as yours.
Yours is... You sound a little bit congested, too.
And you can't tell that you sound congested.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler, you're like this. That's what you sound like.
I know. I just during blood time, the same thing. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you? Do you feel any discomfort? Do you feel as if... Can you breathe?
Of course I can breathe. Good. It could be the phone that I'm on. It could be any number thing. I don't want that. Oh, I know what it is. I've got my fingers pressing my nostrils together.
Oh, there. That's much, much better. Huh? How about that? I kind of pulled a little bit of a gas.
All right, so... What do you mean, what, man? I'm sitting here. I got a stuffed-up nose. I want to get some advice from the doctor. And he's...
Hold on. Yeah, Dr. Sadler. Yeah, he didn't think it was funny. Hey.
Wait a minute, man.
Look, Phil, if you...
Put him on when I say to put him on, not when you decide to.
Sorry, God damn, dude.
Well, the kid's just trying to have some fun, Phil. I don't give a damn what he's trying to do.
Trying to have a little bit of laugh.
Here. Dr. Sadler.
Yeah, what's the problem, Phil?
There's no problem, man. It's just when people are going to start to pull some kind of a gag here, I'd like to know ahead of time.
Well, I told Bud that I would come on and go, yeah, I know what you're looking at me, you know? And it would be kind of a gag.
And we understand that, Dr. Sadler, but no one told us.
So what?
Because I gotta know, all right? I'm the host of the damn show. Never mind.
Well, like, that is enough for me to know. That'd be very interesting, because you say you got a nose that's stuffed.
I mean, we tried, I said, well, fine, let's just say that I have my fingers. I was gonna say, oh, excuse me, there's a big woman sitting around.
Oh, yeah, that would have been great.
No, I was gonna say, excuse me, there's a fat lady on my face.
And what makes you think that I would have done anything other than reach through the phone and pull you out this end of it and tie your neck in a knot and then stuff you back into the phone?
Wow, get a load of you. You really believe you could do something like that, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
That's very interesting. Look, Margaret, all the years that I've known you, you ought to know by now I lift weights. You know that.
Yes, I know you lift weights, but if you piss me off, you piss Mama off.
You know something? Look, I lift weights. I lift. I mow my lawn in a Speedo. I'm married to a woman 26 years younger than me. Okay? You understand?
Yes, I'm listening.
All right. I drive a sports car, you know?
What kind of sports car do you drive?
I forget what kind it is. I'm not really big on cars, but I said I needed to have a sports car, so I bought a sports car, you know?
Well, where did you go to buy it?
I went over to, where we get the sports car? I went over to a sports car place.
Well, is it a Porsche? Is it,
That's it, it's a Porsche, yeah.
Boy, easy come, easy go, huh? You just go out and buy yourself a Porsche, you don't even know it.
Well, I wanted to get a sports car. You know?
Yeah, we got that. You want to get a sports car.
And I got a sports car. So I lift.
I know you lift and you mow your lawn in a Speedo out there on the street in front of everyone. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Ask my wife. I think we've been over this ground before, haven't we, Phil?
Yeah, we have, Dr. Sadler. And it has always been an area of ground where I don't think you wind up looking all that great. But I don't understand.
What's that supposed to mean?
Hold on. I don't understand the point of this demonstration.
Dr. Sadler, want to just show you had a sense of humor, and...
Well, are you going to talk to me about my stuffed-up nose?
Yes, Phil, hold on. I want to talk to you about your stuffed-up nose. I want to talk to you about all the physical problems that you may have. But what I'm trying to say to you now, before we get into anything else, is that I lift weights, okay?
If I hear this one more time... Wait a minute, Margaret, wait.
If she hears what?
Wait a minute. You lift weights.
I lift weights. I do. I mow my lawn in a Speedo.
Okay, no shirt?
No. No ass wears a shirt with a Speedo. No ass wears a shirt in a... I mow my lawn not just in a Speedo, but in a thong. Okay?
God damn, man.
Well, you know, read it and weep. But I mow my lawn in a thong. I lift weights. My wife's 26 years... younger than me.
Yeah, and you bought a sports car. Let me see. A Porsche.
That's right. That's exactly right. A Porsche. And I wasn't really paying attention. Okay. And I take my wife dancing. And when I dance, let me show you. I dance like I do a lot of hip hop like this. Hear this? I take my wife dancing. Well, you can't see me right now, Phil, but what I'm doing is I'm doing basically a hip hop dance. You bend over back here, watch this, you know?
I can't see anything, man.
Well, hold on for just a minute. Yeah, see, so that's like Juju on the beat, check it out. Check it out.
I'm gonna reach to the phone. I gotta tell you something, Jim.
Wait a minute. You're talking to a guy that mows his lawn in a song. Like I'm doing a running man here that I do Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Yeah. So, you know.
All right, I'm doing it.
I've got the... What are you? Margaret Gray's the dame. No.
God, what a dyke. Is that right? Margaret. Hey, Dr. Sadler? Dr. Sadler?
That's on you, Phil.
Oh, my ass.
That's on you. I told you I wasn't going to put up with it. You brought this guy on the air.
Well, look, how was Phil supposed to know?
As soon as I heard him say, I mow my lawn in a thong, that's when I said, all bets are off. He dies. And he dies slow, and he dies by way of me pulling him through the phone and twisting his neck into a knot.
Dad, way to do it, Miss Gray. Hey.
Gangnam Style. World famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Peekums on the River for the baseball stake. And by Toe Jams Speed Shop. And by, hi, this is William Blathen. We do family dentistry, and we've done it for the last 33 years. I know you're listening to me right now, and you're saying, wow, I'm going to go with that guy. He sounds like he's kind of maybe missed a few teeth up front. Well, no, I'm not. This is how I naturally speak.
because I worked on my own mouth. I worked on my own teeth. You want to know what I used to sound like? You don't even want to know. As a result of me working on my own teeth, I sound way, way better than I ever had sounded before. You don't have to believe me, but come on over. I'll show you. I'll let you look at my mouth. I'm William Blatham, and you can find me online. Just look me up online. I swear to God, I'll show you pictures of my teeth before I worked on my own teeth.
Working on his own teeth in a basement for 10 years, he's never sounded better.
And I want you to sound good, too. So come on by, visit me. William Blatham in Beverly Plaza.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Now here's Mr. Henry.
Hey, bud, and you know, we just got a few weeks left here before the election on November the 3rd, and whoever you're voting for, you know, good luck to you. I just got done voting, and I...
Now, this is interesting. So did you mail it?
I did not mail it. I went to a ballot box.
Now, you're in California. Stay here in California. The Republicans have got ballot boxes.
I don't know. I didn't take it to a Republican ballot box. I went to an official ballot box that had the name of the registrar, the official vote recorder for the County of Ventura here in the state of California. It was at the Port Hueneme City Hall. It's bolted to the damn ground. It's got all kinds of official notifications on it. It was the ballot box.
Yeah, how can you be sure?
That's what people are. How do you know for sure?
How do I know for sure what, man? It's bolted to the ground. It's in front of the city hall. See, this is the problem that I'm having. And we're bringing on Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. Steve, I told you before we went on the air, Steve's a construction contractor and has written a few articles for the local Corona newspaper out there, the whatever it is, the Corona Bugle or...
No, it's the Corona Clarinet. And that's a small weekly newspaper, and I do updates on voting and, you know, the political scene. I mean, I've only written only one article, actually. It's the first one I'm writing on voting and how safe it is and everything.
How safe it? Now, this is a very interesting question, how safe it is. We've been assured by law enforcement, the highest levels of law enforcement in this country, that the voting will be safe.
I understand that, but there's questions, you know, Mr. Henry, about, like, these ballot boxes.
I know that.
And you said you voted... And you said you have voted.
Yes, I voted.
Now, did you vote today?
No, I voted this weekend.
All right, so you voted this weekend.
Wait, let me ask the question.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Bozell, but I wasn't aware that Phil had voted, and I just wanted to know if he voted by way of...
Well, I'll tell Steve.
Yeah, did you vote? You used the ballot box, right?
I did. I used one of those ballot boxes. I voted, then I put it in the envelope, and then I took it over to the Port Hueneme City Hall here in Ventura County.
Now, how do you know you weren't putting it into one of those Republican boxes, or, you know what I'm saying?
I knew because I was putting it into a box that had the name of the county registrar on it. The registrar of voters for Ventura County had his name on it. It had it was bolted to the ground. It had all kinds of official notifications sitting right out in front of the city hall of Port Hueneme, California.
All right, so, okay, so right there, you trusted it then?
Absolutely, I trusted it.
All right, so that's kind of dicey as far as I'm concerned.
What's dicey about that? That sounds pretty good for me.
All right, that may sound good for you, but you don't know if someone can come along. See, I'm having a hard time. I want to vote in person, but I'm also frightened to vote because of the coronavirus.
Well, then don't vote, man.
Oh, you're telling me not to vote because you think you know who I'm going to vote for.
No, but I'm just saying, if you're afraid, no, I'd like you to vote. I really would, Steve. But if you're saying you're too afraid to vote because of the coronavirus, you don't want to be out there in the open air, whatever, wear a mask, man.
You know, that mask thing, I don't believe in them.
You don't believe in wearing masks, but you're afraid you're going to get coronavirus if you go out there to vote on the day of voting.
Because there's going to be long lines of people, and you'll be standing there and... People will be breathing on you.
Then put it on put it in a ballot box.
And there, right there.
Steve, it sounds to me like you're having a problem. You know, you're making a problem up where there isn't one. The ballot boxes are secure.
And Mr. Henry said that the different political parties in California...
No, one political party in particular put up their own ballot boxes, yeah. I don't know whether that's legal or not. I don't think it is. I think they're going to force them to take them down. And I don't think they're nutty enough to keep those ballot boxes up when they know that they're probably going to be disqualifying a lot of votes. Why would anybody do that?
Because you want to make sure it's secure.
How do you know it's secure in that ballot box and not the official one?
Well... Mr. Henry, you said you went to an official ballot box.
I went to an official damn ballot. I looked... The County of Ventura, and I don't know what L.A. County does. I imagine they do the same thing. They send you a list of places where you can go and drop your ballot. They show you whether the place is 24/7. They show you whether the place is open only during specific times. They show you whether it's Monday through Friday. They show you whether it's Monday, you know, like 7 days a week. So there's all kinds of information.
Now, you say, what do you mean 24/7?
I mean, I actually went to one ballot box that I thought would be open. It wasn't, because it was not open on the weekends. They had pulled it back inside wherever this was. This was an official Ventura County office of some kind.
All right, so that's Ventura County, but here in L.A. County, I don't know.
Man. You know, it sounds to me, Bozell, like you're very susceptible to all of these wild rumors about the safety or security of voting. So like Phil said, why even vote?
Because it's my constitutional God-given right to vote.
All right, it's if your constitutional God-given right to vote, then you're going to have to take a shot somehow, man. Either go down and vote in person.
Yeah, and again, there's the coronavirus.
Well, why don't you believe in masks?
Because I don't think, I don't know, just my personal freedoms, you know.
Yeah, but your personal freedoms are being compromised, you know. And then you go down and you get a coronavirus.
Why would you care about your personal freedoms if you got coronavirus?
Why would I care about my personal freedoms?
What the guys are asking, man, is if you don't want to get sick, then why would you go down not wearing a mask?
Because I'm not going to go, is what I'm saying.
So you're not going to vote because you're afraid of getting the coronavirus?
I'm trying to tell you, the best way I know how, that I am in a catch-22 and a lot of Americans are. I don't want to get the corona, but I don't believe in wearing masks, so that means I'm not going to go vote on the day I'm supposed to vote, which is November the 3rd. And then you tell me to go and do it by mail, but you're telling me there's one ballot box that's got the guy's name on it, looks like it's bolted to the ground, there's another one that's officially some other guy's ballot box, so I'm afraid that, you know.
You know what, Bozell, you're making excuses. I don't know why you're doing this.
I'm not making any excuses. I want to make sure that my vote counts.
Or just don't vote at all.
Well, I mean, you know, you'd probably like that because you probably think you know who I'm voting for.
No, I wouldn't like it. I want you to vote, man.
Even if I'm voting for the person you think that I am voting for?
I don't care who you vote for. I want you to vote, man. Okay? I want you to vote, Steve, and I want you to do it. And I don't want you to stay home because you're afraid of getting the COVID. Look, Jack, put on a damn mask. They're going to socially distance. I've seen the lines all around the country.
The lines, Steve, around the country for voting, early voting, they're all socially distancing. And people are lining up literally by the tens of thousands.
I've seen them, and I don't know.
No, I mean, what do you want, man?
Yeah, what exactly are you waiting? What exactly do you think is going to happen? What are you waiting for?
I want to make sure that it is as secure as possible, so I don't get corona. My vote counts, but I don't want to have to wear a mask. I don't know.
You know, you guys, if you don't want to wear a mask, let me tell you something about wearing a mask. First of all, this is five times as deadly as any flu we know. There's no vaccine for it, and people of all ages are dying from it. Okay?
Yes, sir, I understand that.
Then why not wear a mask?
Yeah, why not wear a mask?
Because of the fact that I may be compromising or sacrificing those freedoms that our forefathers fought.
Oh, what are you talking about, man?
You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Rand. I'm saying, yes, I could get sick. Yes, I could die. Yes, I won't vote if I do die. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what, Steve? You're going to have to come up with a better answer than that. And the best thing to do is to put on your mask and vote on the day of the election, November the 3rd. And that way you can say that your vote is secure and you know that it will count if you don't trust the mail-in ballot boxes, etc. Right, Phil?
Well, the ballot boxes are mail-in voting.
All right, so, yeah, but then I'm at the voting place. See, I wish I could get you to understand.
Oh, will you get out of here, man? What do you want me to understand, man? That you just, that it's that big of a freaking sacrifice to put a mask on? You know what I think? I think you're just afraid of wearing masks because you're also afraid of taking shots, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Listen to this.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're afraid of a shot.
You're afraid. You got a medical phobia, don't you?
What does that mean?
Talk about a medical phobia.
You're afraid of shots. You're afraid of masks. You're afraid of all things having to do with doctors.
No, I am not afraid of all things having to do with doctors. I have good reason. There are certain things I don't like, and you know, Phil, right off the bat, no man wants to bend over, have a finger in there, and no one wants to have to, you know, there's a lot of different tests.
I just had a full physical, man, okay? I had an ultrasound. I had my lungs looked at. I had blood tests. I mean, I had it all, Jack.
Well, what is that about? about?
I took a full physical, man. I hadn't had a physical in a long time, okay? And, you know, and the fact of the matter is, you know, either you want to do that, man, and know what's going on with your body, or you don't. If you got a medical malady, or excuse me, if you got a medical phobia, it's going to keep you from wanting to have a shot. You may need these shots, Jack, especially once they come up with a vaccine for this coronavirus.
Well, I understand the vaccine, you know. You want me to sacrifice my freedom.
No, you know what, Bozell? You're just chicken. That's what we're establishing right here. That's what it sounds like, man. It sounds like you and all those cats that don't want to wear masks, you're just flat chicken a mask. You can't breathe.
Hey, have you ever had the mask on your face the way that I have?
I put the damn mask on every day.
And you put it up over your nose? Do you understand? And you do. You put it over the nose.
Yeah, it's over my nose.
Oh, bullshit.
It's over my nose, too. You have to wear it over the nose, otherwise it's no good.
Yeah, you see, you don't put it over your nose. Why? Because you're afraid it's somebody's... God, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I've heard a lot of these crude assholes on your show, Mr. Henry, talking about how they're afraid their nose...
They're afraid their nose what?
They're afraid, you know, that they can't breathe. I just... When I have that on my nose, I told you, I panic, you know? But I don't panic because I think, you know, it reminds me of someone sitting...
Yeah, we heard you, Bozell.
I panic because I go into a panic because I think my rights have been stripped from me. And it's almost like suffocating. I mean, you'll never understand.
No, I don't believe it. We don't buy it, Bozell.
You guys will never understand it. When you put the mask on, you put it over your nose, you're going, oh, God, my rights. You know, it's like I can't... You know...
Yeah, sure, man. That's what happens. When you put the mask on over your nose, you suddenly go, oh, my God, my rights are... I can't breathe. My rights are gone.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What a jackass, man.
So, I come on your program, Mr. Henry, to tell you about voting, and you tell me that I'm, what, all scared about having it on the nose. That's probably one of the greatest things a man can have.
You know what, dude? Your problem is... You don't like it on your nose for whatever reason. I don't know what it is, but I think it's a medical phobia that you have. You panic.
I panic because my constitutional rights are being stripped from me.
Bullshit, Bozell. Would you watch the language, please? That's such horse dung. Now, you can't... If you're panicking... Hold on, you guys. If you're panicking, Steve, you're panicking because of a fear you have that you're going to suffocate, not some fear that your constitutional rights are being stripped away.
If I got a mask on my face against all will that I can muster, and they go, you got to wear it, you must wear it, and I put it on, I swear to God, you're never going to believe this, but I swear to God, I can feel my rights as a sovereign citizen. I just go, I can't breathe. Not because I can't breathe, but because it's like, oh, God, my constitutional rights. Get it, man.
Yeah, you know what, man? You're not selling that. You're not selling it, Bozell. None of you knuckleheads are.
Knuckleheads?
Knuckleheads.
Well, I'm going to vote, okay?
Well, how are you going to vote? If you don't trust the ballot box and you're afraid of getting COVID, but you don't want to wear the mask, how are you going to vote?
I'll tell you how I'll vote. I believe it should be constitutional for me to stand at my front door and say, I am a sovereign citizen and I demand that you count my vote for so-and-so and such-and-such.
Well, it ain't gonna happen, man.
I know it isn't, because they don't have the right, they don't respect your right.
You're gonna stand there at the door and say, I demand you... Look, man.
All right, Mr. Henry, there's nothing worse in this world than when you go, ha ha ha. Hey, April, he's doing it again. Fuck it.
Your wife, one of these days I'd love to talk to April. She sounds so confident.
Yeah, but Margaret Gray just said you sound butch. Fuck it. She just said...
I heard her, and that's not what I said.
Oh, I'm saying, hey, honey, what do you think about that? Do you think that I should go down and vote?
Yeah.
You think I should vote?
Of course I think you should vote.
Do you think that I should vote wearing a mask? You know what wearing a mask... You should vote and you should wear a mask over your face so that you don't talk and no one can see what you look like. I'm the only one that really knows what you look like. And you ought to consider yourself lucky. Now, you're going to vote. You're going to wear a mask.
No, I'm not going to wear a mask.
You are going to wear a mask, all right? Because if you're afraid of having something on your nose, tonight about 11:30.
Oh, yeah, right.
What was that, man?
That was me laughing. Good luck to you, Steve.
Well, Mr. Henry, sovereign citizens and people who believe... In the Constitution of the United States, are not going to put on a mask because you're not going to gag me and suffocate me and put my nose... God.
that I think about my constitutional rights being stripped away from me, I can't... Oh, God, I can't breathe.
All right, Steve, we'll find... Get a tank of oxygen and bring it with you.
Where?
To the polling place.
I'm not going to do it because I don't want to get COVID. And
I know, and you're not going to wear a mask. All right, man, thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing.
Yes, thanks a lot, Steve. Thanks for doing your duty.
I'm going to... I want my vote to be counted.
By standing at the front door and yelling it.
Yes.
You're an idiot. Did you hear me, Steve? You are an idiot. You're a fool.
This is Steven Moselle. Thank you for calling me. I'm not home right now, but if you leave a message at the sound of the tone, I'll be happy to get back to you.
Listen to this. Steve, it's Phil. That doesn't even sound like a real tone. And I can hear you breathing.
Moselle, we hear you breathing.
Thank you for leaving a message.
Well, he's your friend.
Not my friend.
That's your friend. He says you're one of his friends.
All right, I'm your friend, Steve. But let me tell you what, man. Consider me a friend that doesn't want to hang around with you until you start wearing a mask. How about that? Good Lord Almighty. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of my heart for joining us here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you to all of our new subscribers to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That's a beautiful thing. All of you, Bobby Dooley, 20% off a yearly subscription rate. All of you, Bobby Dooley, 20% off of Bobby Dooley merch. New BSPs.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Yeah.